But I just want to get back to this one clip. I think you'll enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. This is George Carlin. George Carlin, this is about 15, 20 years ago, when all these viruses and whatever they were was spreading around. And George was like, why are the American people such a bunch of P-words?
Before you play the clip, could I take you on this? I can't help it. But I know George Carlin loved you on the Imus show. He loved you. And so I want to make mention of that. I also know that he wrote a letter once to Imus that Imus read on the air where he actually said, I love your sports guy, Sid. So anytime you mention George Carlin, I feel the need to tell people that for whatever reason it was, this may be the greatest comedic voice of all time. He's right there with Richard Pryor, Rodney Dangerfield, Eddie Murphy. Right.
He was Dave Chappelle before Dave Chappelle
That's
was Dave
correct.
Chappelle.
And he loved you and I. Loved us.
He did. And let me just say, I mean, I wasn't going to name drop like that, but seems you did.
That's what I do.
I'll just say this. A guy just died. His name is Tony Hendra.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that movie.
He died?
He was in Spinal Tap. Yes, he died. He wrote a book called, I think it was Father Joe or something. It was a really good book. I knew Tony Hendra for a long time. I wasn't the biggest fan of Tony Hendra, but he was a British guy. And then, of course, his daughter made allegations similar to the allegations that Ashley Biden made about her father, that he took inappropriate showers with her. And it kind of threw him off the radar. And he passed away about 2 months ago. I didn't even make mention of it. And I knew Tony Hendra for a long time. Anyway, Tony had me and Laura Ingraham. He was writing for New York Magazine. And he had me, Laura Ingraham, and George Carlin do a microbrewery beer drinking contest. In other words, we hung out with him all day long. We're drinking beer, and the four of us were, and he wrote a big article about it. And then another occasion with George Carlin, and he was on with Imus all the time. I talked to him all. What are we going to talk about? What am I going to say? And then he was performing out in Long Island at that theater in the round in Westbury, where it goes in circles.
Yeah.
And I show up with my friends, and we are freaking wasted. Show up with my friends late, and we're outside smoking a cigarette maybe or something else. And he wouldn't start the show until the security got me and brought me back
wow.
to his dressing room to meet his brother.
How about that?
George Carlin would not put – as soon as I sat down, they were like, you Bernard McGirt, let's go. The show
wow.
won't start until you come back.
That's a cool story.
Go back. He introduces me to his brother, Bernie. He's been dying to meet you, and I had to do this and that, blah, blah, blah. So that's my name-dropping story with George Carlin.
Great story.
And I talked to him on the phone all the time, and I can tell you more, but I won't wear you out. This is George Carlin talking about America's paranoia over viruses and the way we've turned into a bunch of really weak people. Listen to George Carlin.
Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. Fear of germs. Why, these f***ing pussies. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're f***ing weak and you got a f***ing weak immune system.
Fantastic.
I mean,
so good.
He's got so much stuff like that. How is it somebody, my son texted me, extraordinarily prescient about George Carlin on this particular topic. And that's what he is. George Carlin, one of the greatest, a goat, I would say, George Carlin.